What's poppin', people? It's Dante. This morning I am walking around Center City, Philadelphia here along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, just coming from Logan Square's fountain there. Very beautiful place to start the day. Yeah, I'm just walking this morning thinking about photography. Oh, if you're curious about a pair of barefoot shoes that don't look ridiculous, like if you're worried about looking weird wearing barefoot shoes for whatever reason because you're an autistic overthinker, you can get the Vivo barefoot. These are the all-weather, I believe they're called the Primus, like Primus Lite 4 model or something, and you essentially get the same feeling of wearing the regular like Vibram Bifinger ELX model shoes, but they just look like normal sneakers, which is cool because I still have essentially the same feeling when I'm walking around with these. I wear them to work just because I guess having a closed toe shoe, I mean, it's probably more proper, right? I don't know. and so, yeah, the thought of the day is around photography and why I believe that we should always return to day one each day. And so what this is a Zen philosophy, a Zen practice of essentially, and like this is my crazy way of like operating as a human being. Every night I just assume that I'm not going to respawn, right? Like let's say that we're playing like a ultra hardcore video game and you know you set your character down for sleep and it's almost like you know maybe I just accidentally paused the game forever and I got the red ring of death on my Xbox 360 and I'm no longer going to be able to play. And so yeah, essentially I just assume that I'm not going to wake up in the morning, that I'm going to die. And so when I wake up in the morning, I'm so grateful for the day. I'm ready to go out there and play. I'm just like this little kid that was just born again, almost like I'm treating each morning like a miniature birth. And then through this perspective and this mindset and this philosophy, you can then go outside and find infinite beauty in the mundane, right? Where a child wakes up with curiosity, ready to go outside and to seek the sunlight, to go out to the playground and play with their friends, you know, to drop down low and to look at the cracks and all the details and complexities around them on the streets. And you know, through that, you can find yourself infinitely curious about life each day, simply intrigued by the way in which, you know, the different scratches on a little pothole or piece of infrastructure on a sign or in the city streets glimmers with the way the light shines upon it. And then, you know, through that curiosity that you develop like a child, you can infinitely photograph and find meaning in life. And so this is important because I think going forward, we know a lot about photography, right? We're in 2025, we've had a few centuries of photography essentially, and we have all of these different photo books and different approaches and sort of movements and techniques and cameras and settings that you can use. We have all of these different places that you can photograph. The world is open. The world is so vast and there's so many different topics that you could cover. There's so many different people and things and landscapes that you could photograph. However, when you empty your mind and you detach from the outcome or the output of you making a photograph of a particular thing and simply turn inward and work from there, there's this infinite expanse and this infinite canvas for you to work upon. And I think it really does require this emptying of the mind and this return to day one each day, like a child. And so when you're looking at the world this way, I think you can actually make so many more interesting and authentic photographs because you're no longer caught up with the striving or the becoming of, you know, like a particular kind of photographer. You know, like you're no longer looking to be, you know, this like legitimate photographer, but you're embracing the amateur mindset and approach.
This is nice. I like this sign here. Love thy neighbor. This is the ethos of Philadelphia, Philos meaning love, Adelphos meaning brother. Essentially the Quaker ideals of Philadelphia is all about loving thy neighbor. The teachings of Jesus are essentially what is the founding principle and philosophy of Philadelphia, which I find to be a very beautiful word, a very beautiful thought and idea, because when you love your neighbor, essentially this philosophy and this law in the new covenant is what replaces the old laws that are essentially a laundry list of things. And so when everybody treats their neighbor with the utmost respect and sees the divine in the other, everything else falls into place. And then there's this radical thought that I have is, it's the law, love thy neighbor as thyself, that replaces all laws, all systems, all bureaucracies, governments, leadership necessities. And so, like, essentially, if we had like a philosopher king who has that mindset and actually believes this, yeah, everything else would kind of just like we would essentially bring the kingdom to earth. And that's kind of like radical. And it's like, what a rebel. Like, Jesus is pretty badass in a peaceful sort of way. And so I think actually this whole
thought this morning is to just like be the call to action for you to stop taking yourself and your photography so seriously.
And this is, you know, again, I have a very radical and extreme approach. I don't have checklists in the back of my head of what I'm looking to photograph. I don't have ideas of what I want to make, or if I'm going out here today, I'm working on a project. I'm going to put my photography hat on and I'm going to 15th and JFK Boulevard today, and I'm going to photograph this particular coordinate. And I'm only gonna photograph in this square area and cover this very specific thing and photograph this particular topic. And I hope and seek to evoke this theme or this story. It's like, no. Like, I think the future photographer is very radical, where we detach from even this notion of creating a style, right? Where you think of a style being this thing that a signature for a photographer, or like if you look at like a painter like Caravaggio, like his style is his use of light and shadow play in chiaroscuro. Or if you think of the photographer Bruce Gilden, his use of aggressive flash and gritty characters. Or you think of the style of Alex Webb with lush light and strong shadow play in combination with extravagant scenes and layered compositions, right? There's so many different places that you can photograph. There's so many different ways that you can photograph. There's so many different techniques that you can adopt as a photographer that can allow you to achieve a particular style. But the future photographer is no longer seeking this. The future photographer that I envision is somebody who simply empties themselves and becomes a vessel for the medium. Where then we are just there and we're prepared and we have our camera and we're photographing our way through our life of whatever comes our way. We're no longer seeking or striving or hoping to become anything with our photography. We're simply being, and we're present in the moment and recognizing those moments through the act of making photographs, becoming a vessel for the medium, transcending this world, transcending photography, and seeking to become a vessel for the medium. No longer interested in style. We don't care if we made the photograph. That's the thing that I find interesting, is people are trying to make this particular style in their photographs where, oh, Dante made that photo. I don't care. That's not what I'm making photos for.
Right? So, stop striving, stop becoming, and just be. Empty like a Zen monk, and just become a vessel for the medium.